Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me, of course, is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Wonderful.
That is so good. Yeah. It is so good.
My black eye's gone. Everything.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? In a day.
In a day.
Well, he must have put some rubbing compound on the eye. Did you ice it down?
What
did
out.
You buffed it out? Yeah.
It was a smackdown. It was a smackdown. If you missed it,
it
was a huge smackdown. And if it wasn't for the audience and the editing booth laughing in the background, would have moved. Oh, is it? Yeah,
we might have had it on video.
All you can see is the cheeks coming up over in the editing suite. Also joining us is John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
We're going to give a big shout out to Carolyn this morning, let you know that you are in our prayers, and you are a soldier.
Man, she's tough.
You are a soldier. You are amazing. And she says, I bet you John thinks I'm not going to ever get this. I'm like, oh my goodness.
You're going about that.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
I'm thinking about her.
And it was a divine appointment. It's a divine appointment yesterday, and I had a chance to meet with Captain Alexander with the Pensacola Police Department, who was making sure everyone that was safe at the Sacred Heart Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Joanne, which, by the way, you probably really love. That's a real good hospital right there. And I give a shout out to Joanne up there in New York today. And it was amazing. I just love David, you know, Captain Alexander, Pastor Alexander. And after, you know, they only could have so many people back in the room.
Mm-hmm.
The nurse came in there and said, you can only have 10 people back in here. I was like, are you calling me fat? Is that what it is? And there's plenty of room in here. I mean, what is up with this? You know?
Oh, wow.
And so we had to go and walked outside, and David was there. I saw David when he was coming in. And just happened to be, you were walking up at the same time. And it was so cool. And the fact is, all these years later, you know, brothers in the Lord, you know, we all love God. And when his son was young, we had the, for 10 years, we took fathers and sons and the fatherless son and son mentors and into the wilderness to spend some time together, equivalent to 13 and a half years of a father's undivided attention, right?
That's right. I remember
13
that.
And a half years, because the average father at that time spent like 12, 13 seconds a day undivided attention.
Right.
Something like that. And I'm sure it's probably like half that now.
Mm.
And so he was talking. He says, listen, you know, that today, I mean, his son's doing so well. He's going in college and loves sports and in engineering, getting his degree in engineering. But he attributes what God did in the wilderness.
Mm.
In the wilderness. And it's kind of hard to explain it, but you could probably read about it in the book of Exodus, you know, and what God did with his people.
Mm-hmm.
But we went in the wilderness. We went in the wilderness to spend time in the big tent of meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what, on air, I'm going to ask you this. I'm going to ask you this on air.
Uh-oh.
And it has nothing to do with Second Street.
Thank goodness.
It's one street over Third Street.
Right. There is a Third Street.
There is, I know.
And a First Street.
Yeah, I know. Bless their hearts.
But it's Second Street that will live in infamy.
We have all the signage. We have all the signage, you know, that was there for all these thousands that came.
Uh-huh. Oh,
yeah. One of them, of course, was the big sign for Tent of Meetings.
Oh, yeah.
The big 8,000-square-foot tent where all those fathers and sons and it was out there. Somehow, I'm seeing that, you know, in this frame with a big picture over that, the size of that sign. And so it's kind of embedded or matted or whatever you call that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When the size of the tent of meetings, and then you have the 8,000-square-foot tent with those beautiful picture of all those fathers and sons.
Yeah.
And I know that's how you can think how that works. I don't know how that works, but I've been seeing that. It's like, that belongs where people can see that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And when we blow it up, we can actually see even better the faces, because there's like 8,000-square-foot tent.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it has four of the point. What do you call those
the peaks.
Peaks? And that's how big the tent was, thanks to John Babs, who is now in Central America.
Mm.
But I just seeing that, you know what I'm saying? We've got to remember, and so many people are coming yesterday because these young boys are grown up to be men, and their fathers and husbands and businessmen.
Saying hello, saying, deep voices.
Oh, how are you doing?
Do I know you?
Yes. I'm going to be the next leader. And it's like, oh, wow, that's cool. Even they require, I remember listening to Michael Holland come up to, I don't know if I even shared this, I was in the Cracker Barrel restaurant having dinner with Donna, And
the bearded one.
Yeah, I love Cracker Barrel. I mean, it's just so cool.
You've always liked that place.
The exception is this. It's like, is there something like a pad you could put on that board you sit on?
Oh, I know.
That was a horrific chair.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's a tough one because it makes you eat the biscuit and go. Anyway, so I'm sitting here and this bearded man is staring at me across the restaurant, young man, and he's walking at me, you know, and you're going through the whole Rolodex like, okay, A, B, C, D. And it's just because obviously he didn't have all this beard and mustache, and he's a handsome man, grew up a handsome man and all that. But he's coming up. And all of a sudden, he looks at me and starts talking. As soon as he talked, I thought, that's Michael. That is Michael. And it was so beautiful to see the man that he's grown into. He's married, and he's got great parents, and he's working real, you know, he's real helping a lot of people. I got great reports from him at his place of work. But when he came up, he heard about that the company he worked for purchased the land where we used to have a lot of those events at in the wilderness. And he was just so concerned about it because he came up to us and said that this is holy ground. I mean, we met God out there.
Yeah. Wow,
you know. And I'm like, yeah, you know, it was very powerful. And then God showed us something very specific that we can't share in details, but we're just going to claim that.
That's all right.
And believe it. And I just believe God is just saying, this is that. This is that. But it was so good to see Michael and the man behind the beard. Was Michael Holland, which is a great guy, and he's found a wonderful wife, and he says they balance each other out. He's like, I'm here, I'm there. One day I want to be a baseball player, next day I want to be a manager, and she's just kind of even keel, you know.
Right.
You know. Yeah. You know how sanguines are.
Oh yeah, we know. We're excited. That reminds me of when I came into town before I moved back.
I was just thinking about that.
Yeah. What? Before I moved back here to the Gulf Coast, but I was coming on in for. One of our ministry events. And
you were at this healthy place called something?
I wasn't buying food for myself for Chris.
The chocolate place?
Or for Chris, but I know
Chris's favorite.
I know he can't say anything right now. He can't say anything.
Right.
But anyway.
The Golden Arches.
You hear the rumbling? You hear the rumbling? Rumbling in the back?
So I pull into McDonald's drive-thru to get something for my daughter and... The guy that
bless her heart.
She wanted some McNuggets. Daddy gets her McNuggets.
Oh, okay, all right,
Anyhow, so the guy at
she doing well.
She's doing great, Chris.
Chris,
just testify
to the nations. I want to give a big shout out to all Christian Television Network today.
Yes,
yeah, as we hear about your nuggets.
Yes. So my daughter says. The guy says, "I know you." I says. No, you don't know me.
Yeah.
Did he call you S.A.?
No. He says, don't I know you? I'm like, I haven't been here in a long time. You probably don't know me. You know, he says, no, I know you. I go, oh, my goodness. Okay.
Who is this guy?
So he says.
He's the same height he was like 17 years ago.
So you haven't changed a bit.
Changed a bit. Right,
right. So he says, weren't you at the camping trip? And I go, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
This was Larry, Principal Larry.
Larry Knight's son.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Happy, thrilled. He's like, man, I knew that was you.
Five boys, right?
And he took camping. I was so impressed with Principal Knight. He took these five boys camping, spent all this time with them, and they wanted to do everything together. It was amazing.
He's a cool man, isn't he?
Very cool,
not only is he a principal over children, but he chose to have five children of his own, five boys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having kids today.
Well, they're... Man, I mean, these guys are solid.
He's a granddad.
Strong. Yeah, these guys are big, big men.
Yeah.
And it was just so awesome to see that and just really, really cool. But there's a lot of those young teenage boys that have now become men that come back all the time to testify about what God did over that 10-year period of prophecy that really just shook this area and shook the hearts of the fathers and sons.
Right.
I never noticed that before. No, I can't stop.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I missed it.
That's all right.
It was Second Street.
Okay.
But today we're gonna be talking about it. And don't forget, that we are this is a 2-hour program.
Yes.
The first 30 minutes of it is made available to our television audience around the world, thanks to Christian Television Network and WHBR and David Mayo. Yes. Give a big shout out to David Mayo. I don't know if you got a chance to see, we talked about it, and now I can't even think what it was. It was a PBS program showing how times progressed over Downton Abbey and seeing, you get a real big history lesson about how society was when the telephone came of age and all those different, you know, royalty type families and how they lived. And they had a commercial on there about going on a riverboat down the, it wasn't the Nile. I don't know what it was. It was maybe a Greek tour or whatever. Anyway, I was looking at that thinking, man, I'd like to go on that. And I was telling David that, and David's like, we're going like a 2 weeks. Oh, yeah. He gets to do everything, man. Yeah. He's having his whole life is filled with adventure and fun and all that. We want to give a shout out to David Mayo today and thank you for everything you're doing, man. And as a matter of fact, we were one of the original words that we were told when God said, don't be in Texas right now. I want you to be in the Emerald Coast. Was a prophetic word over what God's saying now. But then, very specifically, when we were asked to go on Christian Television Network, it was, we need a trumpet. We need a trumpet over this region, which is like 1.4 million at that particular time, folks on the Emerald Coast, over half a million homes. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, it progressed from there. I mean, now that it's spreading around the nation and the world. And we have it written down. God said that this was going to happen. Mm-hmm. But last night, when we were with Captain Alexander and talking to two pastors, basically, in the city, who just met with a lot of pastors. And they're talking about, you know, some injustices and things that need to happen and that type of thing. And kind of a look with the logical progression of involvement of things. But then... I started talking about, but yeah, you know, we need to come together in God and hear what God is saying. And this pastor says this, he says, we do need a trumpet. Remember that?
Oh,
he
wow.
said, we yeah. do need a trumpet. No, we didn't mention trumpets. We didn't mention trumpets at all. We never even brought up the word trumpet. And when you, a biblical perspective of that is that God puts a watchman on the wall and he reveals to the watchmen and watchwomen that are everywhere. He reveals to them what's about to happen. And so then they blow this trumpet, and then you hear what God's saying is about to happen. And then you can make a decision. Do I want this to happen to me? Or do I want to be able to adjust myself to God and let God stop this thing that's intended for us? And again, I mean, there was huge confirmation with things last night, and I can't wait to see.
A long night of confirmations.
Yeah. God's doing something major. I want you to be hopeful. Being hopeful is this. If you're hopeful in God, then that means you're paying attention to God. You don't have like ignorant hope. You're saying, okay, that means I got to be really attentive because God's fixing to say, the wind's going to blow over the mulberry bush. Mm-hmm. And you got to pay attention at that one moment when he says, this is the moment. This is the time. So you got to listen to everything. You got to hear what God's saying to his folks. You got to hear what God's saying through all of us, because we all know in part, we all prophesy in part, but the suddenly, I mean, the talking about the army, you know, and you know, Gideon's army
positioning yourself
to receive from God the very same, it's going to be available to you at the VFN TV store. And it is, you know, we talk about it, but that in facing impossible odds, I mean, vast circumstances, vast armies, with God can bring you potential victories from your enemies. And this pastor, outside of us, verbatim talking about Jehoshaphat and what's happening and how God, the heavenly host, which also is Brother Kilpatrick, you know, heard at the very same time, was we got to pay attention to the heavenly host. The church has forgotten about it's God and his angels that do these things. And then God confirms at the very end of that with Jonathan, Pat's son, and gives him a very specific dream that is, it's God's, as we go out in faith, like Jehoshaphat did, in obedience to God, personal repentance, then God begins to defeat our enemy. You got to get this. It's going to bring you great hope. And we'll be right back after this message.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back. Culture, issues, society. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
Why, if the government says that abortion is not murder, is Scott Peterson being charged with the murder of his wife and his unborn child?
In California, in order to get the death penalty, you have to have two counts of murder. So the DA there wisely indicted on both counts, both one count for the mother and one count for the unborn child, Connor Peterson. It was, you know, a crime to have the child killed by a murder, by an act of murder. But in California, for instance, under the district court's ruling, the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act, which prevents basically infanticide, was deemed to be unconstitutional. So it is a dual nature, and there's no way to rationally justify it. It's just, this is what I call the abortion distortion factor. It's as if the rules change when you're litigating over abortion.
Get involved. Find out how at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
I'll never forget, I read this book once, and the author asked this question. I don't remember much about the entire book. I was in college at the time. And he says, in the book, if there, you know, what is one thing that if you started doing every single day for the rest of your life, what's the one thing that will change your life? And that one sentence just exploded with inside of me. I go, whoa. I was in my 20s. That's powerful. That's deep. And I go, what's the one thing, that if I just started doing every single day would change my life? I got thinking. I said, I wasn't a Christian at the time. I said, I bet if I read my Bible every day, I bet you that would change my life. And that was the beginning.
Wow.
That was the beginning. One little step. Let me tell you something. We have a simple plan for you. You can get that at iabide.org. It's free. Doesn't cost you a thing. And you will learn how to hear God's voice, connect with God, and write down what he's telling you and have a relationship with the Lord. I'm telling you, if you allow God's word to get on the inside of you, it'll change your life because he is the word.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. I just want to give a big shout out today to my mother, Marilyn Lancaster. Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad. It was good to see you guys last night, and you're just I'm blessed to be able to have you as my parents and proud to always introduce you as my father and mother there. The Zerl and Marilyn Lancaster.
Zerl. They don't change, do they?
No. They're awesome. Steadfast. And but today we're going to be talking about what took place at Congress's lawn, the grass in front of Congress. Remember, Congress is the constitutional part of us that we send representatives from our districts that decide who's going to get money, who's not going to get money. And we're going to find out that your congressman and your congresswoman has been providing probably time for another one.
I think so. That's just a simple
the little mouse or whoever's running on the hamster wheel probably just anyway. So listen, that we're paying for your congressman and your congresswoman right now, no matter what they're telling you, they're the ones who pull the lever every day, what will be funded and what will not be funded. And they're funding planned abortion, Planned Parenthood, who provides who kills or has 915 abortions today. And you give through your congressman and congresswoman $540 million a year for them to do that. And all they have to do is say, we're not going to fund Planned Parenthood. That's all they got to say. And they say that, and guess what? you're not participating in the killing of children.
Mm-hmm.
The eeny, meeny, miny, Moloch. If you have not yet heard that, you need to hear that. It matters. And we're going to be talking about that. As a matter of fact, they put 915 pink crosses on the lawn to represent how many children that they funded that day, which is they is us. Us is they. Remember, they're not some foreign folks. That's who we send to represent each of our district. And all they have to say, it doesn't matter if there's a law or not a law, they could say, well, I'm just not going to fund that because that is totally against God. I mean, killing children is against God. And so we're going to talk more about that. Also, in regards to Syria, Christians are caught now in this brutal Islamic civil war that's taking place. I didn't know this, but Christians make up 20% of the society there in Syria. And they're caught in this crossfire. And now we know we're learning, obviously, why, because it's a battle between light and dark.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a battle between organizer of the day and organizers of the night. You know, it's night and dark. So obviously it's going to go right for the light.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a dark room and you have a flashlight on, you're going to stand out. No matter how you try to hide yourself, and this is what they started doing, and we'll talk more about it, is they tried to stay neutral in the midst of this thing going down. But think about it. If you're a flashlight, the only one that has a flashlight in a dark room, there's no such thing as neutral.
Mm-hmm.
You're obviously shining, you know, and if you start covering your light, that means you've quit walking in the light of the gospel, and now you're walking in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
So blending in, there's no such thing. You just have to be who you are. I mean, did Jesus blend in? I mean, we can serve as Christians. Mm-hmm. We can function as Christians. We can love and pray for our persecutors. We can do all that kind of stuff, but we still are loyal to the light. We're still loyal to who we are in our King and our Lord Jesus Christ. And so I want to encourage you, make sure you stay tuned. And if in fact that you want to continue staying with us after our time on Christian Television Network, don't forget you can go to VFNTV.com. and download our app. You can listen to us on the web. There's so many different ways to be able to hear. And also sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, because you'll get it even in your email as well. And you can listen from your email. But it's one thing that God laid on my heart this morning, you know, about Jesus, that, you know, this is what the Word of God says. The Son of God, Jesus, he learned and he grew in favor with men and God. I mean, think about it. Jesus, all God, all man, chose not to exercise his Godhead, so he had to learn as we learn. You think about that. It's time for the church to quit thinking like wisdom and knowledge is going to drop from heaven and put a little effort and energy to things like, I don't know, reading, finding out about our history, paying attention to what's going on. It's time for the church, which I'm talking about believers, not your building, your organization, to begin to learn once again. I mean, really, God's people are destroyed for what?
Lack
of knowledge. And so if you don't learn, how can you complain about the destruction that's in your future? And by the way, we are doing our best on VFN TV and the daily radio program we've got so many segments of knowledge and perspective of, you know, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we're focusing on that. In addition to what God is saying now, and hour after hour, we're learning and sharing what we learn. And it makes me think about Joe, you know, they say, you know, people don't want to read anymore, so
they
pay him to read and tell them what was in the book.
Wow.
And, you know, ever how we have to learn, it doesn't matter how you learn. And just support what we're doing, and we'll help you learn in the context of that. But learn. And then he grew in favor with God and man, which means he learned obedience from what he suffered. He learned how to love in regards to the context of that. But he was in favor with man and God. I mean, you cannot put yourself in constant adversarial position towards men when God's called you to reach them. Somehow, I mean, that may happen when you stand for God, but you don't need to be the one that causes it to happen. You're wanting to reach all men for God everywhere, because he would that not one man would perish outside of knowing him. So we need to grow in favor with men, not favor because we compromised and bowed down to Lucifer or something. But just favor is like you care about them. I mean, go figure that you actually want good things. You want justice for them. You want them to do well. You want what God wants for them. And I just want to encourage you. We're going to be talking about that today as well. But first, I want to be able to talk about Planned Parenthood. I don't know how much time we have, but Planned Parenthood, you got to see this. They went out and put 915 crosses. Listen to CBN News talk about it. We'll be right back.
And that disapproval number might be higher if more Americans realized how, under the Obama administration, government is channeling more money than ever to the world's biggest abortion provider. On Capitol Hill today, opponents of abortion set up a display to show how many babies Planned Parenthood kills each day. Paul Strand brings us the story.
Crosses filled the lawn in front of the Capitol building this Halloween.
We're going to be able to finish this, and you got to catch us on the other side because it's going to be about 6 minutes because we want you to see what took place. But I'm going to tell you ahead of time here. They put 915 crosses representing the 915 children that were killed that day because you, the taxpayer, gave them $540 million to be able to do that. But they say, you're going to find out, that 60% of Americans don't even realize that Planned Parenthood, that's what they do. So here we are telling you, Planned Parenthood, not only do they abort the children, kill the children, you know, in the process of that, they almost celebrate it, push it, and make it an agenda to be able to do it. Like, it's a positive, it's a way to eeny, meeny, miny, mo, lack. I choose you, not the other four that I just killed through Planned Parenthood. Listen, we've got to pay attention to what's going on. These are exciting days. These are very exciting days. I want to encourage you, if you have not yet gone to our app and listened to it, there's wisdom, or go to the VFN Torch as well. There's wisdom moments. And every day, just listen to one of those wisdom moments and get wisdom for your day. Be encouraged by God's word. And there's nothing like having some wisdom how to handle. You know, I was listening this morning, you know, poverty will overtake you like a bandit. And this is what he says. He says, a little sleep, a little slumber, and poverty will overtake you like a bandit, which means, listen, we have to wake up. It's almost like they're pushing this sleep and slumbering spirit over America, so all of a sudden a bandit can come and take over America, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
My goodness gracious. Well, make sure you join us on the other side.
Yes, don't forget to visit our sponsors. You can go to VFNTV.com and select our sponsors. Listen, all their contact information, websites, phone numbers, you can find them. Also, in Pensacola, visit Cordova Lanes. Oh, my goodness. I had an awesome meeting with them yesterday, and they are great, wonderful supporters.
We love Cordova Lanes.
We love you guys. They have youth leagues. Sign all the kids up. They want them. They want to help them out.
That's a great sport.
Awesome sport. Nobody gets benched in bowling. Remember that. Everyone gets a chance to play.
So there's hope for you.
Hey. Also, if you're hungry in Pensacola, you want a great place to get some fish on the go, just visit Fish and Grits.
Tilapia, grouper, mullet.
I'm getting some today. Yes, Town and Country, Gary, I'm coming.
Here we go.
Visit us and our sponsors at VFNTV.com. See you on the other side.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
God, the creator of the universe, loves you. He has a plan for your life. He wants to walk with you and make his heart known to you. He wants to forgive you of where you failed and you made mistakes, where things came to an end and you think there's no hope. There's hope. There's hope in Jesus Christ. That God is wanting you to meet him. He's not far from you, but he had to make a way for you to get to him. And he did that through his son, Jesus Christ. Listen, you've got to meet Father God. Jesus came for one reason. He came for this reason all, to make the Father known. That's our ministry to you. We want to make the Father known to you through his son, Jesus Christ. We shared a couple of our stories. We didn't share everything, but you know, the ones that we did share, we're just trying to tell you that we're just like you, you know, and maybe worse, you know, that we needed God, you know, that. I was going the way of the world. I was lost. I looked for love in all the wrong places. I ended up on a dead end street, all those different things that, you know, you go through in your life. You run after, you know, wealth and things and geographical locations and people and all that. And it just ends with the same, probably worse, because now you have all these things that you went to that just left you high and dry and ashamed and all that. Let me tell you something. God loves you.
God's got a plan for your life. He's made a way that he can forgive you, cleanse you, and all of those wrongs and all that sin, he can totally take that away from you through his son, Jesus Christ. You got to meet him. Listen, he wants to know you. Are you ready to know him? You've got to meet him. Go to meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me is Pat and John. We're going to be talking just a moment about, we started it in the beginning, but want to hear the whole thing in its entirety, what is taking place. You are, by the way, by your representative, the person you voted for or chose not to be participate in the process of voting for, is writing a check from your money of $540 million to be able to fund the killing of children, Planned Parenthood, who does 910 abortions a day. And that's just the abortion aspect of it. That's just Planned Parenthood, not the other ones that are going on.
Right.
But, and all they have to do is defund it. That's it. Just to say, listen, we'll fund everything else, but we will not fund Planned Parenthood because they're killing children. If you want us to fund you and you just take care of women's health does not merge with baby's death.
Yeah, right.
And they've merged that whole narrative saying this is the women's health. And women's health is important. Every part of it's important.
Mm-hmm.
But her health does not mean they've identified.
They've co-opted that whole.
Well, they've identified now, and you'll hear in just a moment, that pregnancy is a disease. A disease.
Oh my God. Wow.
Listen to this from CBN News. We'll be back.
And that disapproval number might be higher if more Americans realized how, under the Obama administration, government is channeling more money than ever to the world's biggest abortion provider. On Capitol Hill today, opponents of abortion set up a display to show how many babies Planned Parenthood kills each day. Paul Strand brings us the story.
Crosses filled the lawn in front of the Capitol building this Halloween day as quiet testimony to a specific kind of death.
We build this as what's the most scary thing in Washington, D.C. today. The most scary thing is our government gives $540 million to an organization that kills 915 children a day. That's over 335,000 a year.
That organization is Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood does an abortion every 95 seconds.
That one doesn't have a stake on it. There you go.
Missy Martinez of Students for Life helped set up the 915 crosses, marking Planned Parenthood's daily kill.
You hear the number 915 and you're like, oh, that's big. But then you see the actual layout of 915 crosses and it's just very sobering. It hurts your heart when you realize there's that many children that die every day from abortion.
And that's just at Planned Parenthood. Students for Life helped sponsor this display, important because student-age Americans are the main customers for abortion and yet also the biggest opponents. Pro-life's hope for the future.
This is the generation that's being directly targeted by Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry. Ironically, though, this is the generation that is pro-life. They're least likely to actually favor abortion because we've seen the 3D ultrasounds of our brothers and sisters in the womb. We all know what partial birth abortion is. So we see abortion differently than previous generations.
Pro-lifers young and old keep talking about Planned Parenthood and its monumental amount of abortions because most Americans still don't know about it.
60% of the American public has no idea that Planned Parenthood provides abortions, let alone is the largest abortion provider in the world.
And that's with more than 70% of Americans saying they're against taxpayer funding of abortions. HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius was just on Capitol Hill testifying she's not sure about abortion funding under Obamacare. Hawkins smirks at that.
Abortion is covered in Obamacare, and taxpayers are going to be funding it. But what's really interesting is the secretary herself wrote a memo this April mandating that all insurance providers cover Planned Parenthood and their services in the health insurance exchanges.
So they fill in like this little gap here.
These pro-life groups wanted to make sure they put up these crosses on the Capitol grounds because it's Congress that actually funds whatever government pays for.
And we're saying, look, 915 children die a day because of Planned Parenthood, and you help do it. You help fund this organization.
And with Obamacare, the tragedy is that money to Planned Parenthood will only increase.
The interesting thing is that the House of Representatives, which is majority pro-life, could defund Planned Parenthood any day it wants to. Paul Strand, CBN News, reporting from Capitol Hill.
For more on this, Mark Martin spoke with Kristen Hawkins. She's the president of Students for Life of America. Take a look.
During her testimony yesterday, Kathleen Sebelius said she would provide to Congress a list of the health care exchange plans that do not cover elective abortion. So it sounds like there are some plans that do not cover abortion. Are you saying that's not true?
The Obamacare Act said that at least one plan in every state exchange could not cover abortions. What was interesting when they made this compromise, Congress didn't say which plan that had to be. It could be the Cadillac plan, or it could be the worst plan on the market, or it could be the most expensive plan on the market. So we don't know in many states what those plans are, where the pro-life plans are. So this will be really interesting to see what Kathleen Sebelius reports back to Congress. To see what types of plans in each state, the one plan, which one's the pro-life plan.
Now, you also say that the government has labeled pregnancy as a, quote, preventable disease in the health care law. So what does that mean in terms of what must be covered?
Because the Department of Health and Human Services called it a preventable disease, that means that contraception, so abortion-causing contraception, carcinogenic contraception, has to be covered at 100%. So regardless of your beliefs on contraception, every health insurance plan in America now must cover contraception at 100%.
What kind of money does Planned Parenthood stand to make under Obamacare?
Well, Planned Parenthood is already making over $500 million every year in taxpayer funding. With Obamacare, they stand to make hundreds of millions more. In fact, they're already even planning to open up new facilities and new centers, because Kathleen Sebelius sent a memo out to all the health insurance providers this April demanding that every single health insurance plan in the state exchanges have to cover Planned Parenthood's and for everything. So we know there's going to be hundreds of millions that they stand to make. That's why they were such heavy backers of the bill and have been backing it ever since.
Is there anything that a private consumer can do to ensure that the plan they buy does not cover abortion?
Well, good luck. It's very difficult, because in Obamacare, the law actually states that insurance providers are not allowed to advertise to you, the consumer, if abortion is in your plan. They are only allowed to tell you at the time that you sign up if abortion is in your plan or not. It is very, very difficult. That is why we are looking forward to see what Secretary Sebelius reports back to Congress in the next few weeks.
All right, Kristen Hawkins of Students for Life of America. We appreciate your time today, Kristen.
Thanks for having me.
That is totally amazing. Listen, we just gotta call it for what it is. This is a nation that needs to have a church that wakes up.
Yeah.
That it's cranked up a huge dark notch. Mm-hmm. You know, as the chef out of Louisiana says, you gotta kick it up a notch. Mm. Well, this is about 15 notches. And it's almost like a noose being put around the neck of America about to be hung. You cannot crank up the killing of sacrifices to Moloch. Mm-mm. You cannot. You don't fund this. And it's like, what happened? And they identified pregnancy as a disease, which opened up now. This is exactly what Lucifer would think. Lucifer would think, a child conceived in the image and the likeness of God, which has a soul, which can serve God and bring God glory and walk around as the image of God, is a disease. Mm-hmm. He would definitely call it that.
Yeah.
And if anybody that would call you a disease, I don't care if Jesus is on their lips every 5 seconds, the fact that they called you a disease, that's Lucifer. Mm-hmm. That is of the devil. And the fact that they're calling your child a disease, and what happens once you've done that, what they're saying is, if it releases all this other funding where they have to fund to be able to cure this disease. And it's like we're riding right into Mao's form of government in China when it says, okay, if you want the government to be your God, you know, OMG, oh my God, right? Mm-hmm. If you want that to happen, then this is what's going to happen. We're going to tell you how to live your life. We're going to tell you how many children you have. We're going to tell you what who's going to have to live and who's going to die. I mean, you have to understand that's just the way it is outside of God, because men don't know. That's why they have paperwork out there that says, listen, before we approve you, we want to know what you're praying. It's like, hey, you don't serve God. You don't know. You have to tap ever into our systems to find out what we're praying. Right. This is what we're praying. Dear God, bless our leaders. Give them wisdom. Save our leaders. God, help us. Give us wisdom. Save mankind. May Jesus Christ be made known and his name be glorified, etc. I mean, that's the prayer. Yeah, exactly. And just so you know, save you a little time. You won't have to tap as much. But then you look at this Affordable Health Care Act in the context of what's going on. I mean, when they say that every 95 seconds another abortion's taking place by Planned Parenthood, that means at the end of our live program, 60 more sacrifices would have been made to Moloch.
Mm. Wow.
That you would have paid for, by the way. You can say what you want to, because you could pick up your phone right now. You could pick up your phone, and the representative who represents you will have to listen to you. I mean, even if you talk to one of their assistants and just say, listen, I want God to hear my voice tell you this right now. Defund Planned Parenthood. I'm telling you right now, you're my representative. Do not support one more dime towards anything that will take a child's life. Do you hear me? Repeat that back to me. Mm-hmm. And now you're released, because you're like a king in regards to we, the people, right? And mm-hmm. it's government by the people. So God heard you openly say, no, don't do this. And so no matter what happens, God heard you stand up and like Josiah, you know, I am Josiah. And you said, listen, whoever your congressman is or congresswoman is, don't do it again, period. Mm-hmm. No. And by the time that this full day's program is done on VFN TV and the daily radio program, 915 children would have been funded by you, by your taxpayer money, by your congressman who chose to fund Planned Parenthood. And they'll be dead. And understand this, their souls will be in the presence of God. Mm. And their blood will be crying out against the phone call that you did not make to your congressman. Do you even know your congressman's number? Did you know that you can get an app now probably for your congressman and your senator, your state, and well, you're obviously not your state, but you're in Washington, D.C., and just say, you know what? Stop. All I want to let you know, stop. Don't, not another dime. I don't care what they're promising you, what they're threatening you. You know, do not do. You are our representative. Do not. Mm. I mean, think about the president. What was the president in? Not Paraguay. Was it Paraguay or
Ecuador?
Ecuador. What did he say?
He said, "If you legalize abortion, I'm going to resign.
I will
resign." That's what he told the Congress. You know, we talk about since 1973, Roe versus Wade, that made abortion legal. There's been 50 plus million abortions that have taken place, and plus because now with the morning after pill, you really don't have a solid number. Mm-hmm. And we try to give perspective in terms of how many people, babies that have been murdered. And we said that half of the country's states, if you took the minimum amount of those states that were populated, it'd be half the country. Well, another way you can look at it too, that the population of Spain is 47 million people. That's like the entire country of Spain no longer ever existing anymore, completely gone. The country of Italy has a population of 61 million people. That's like Italy or Spain. Look at people's contributions, their life, their ability to even add to our society. But most of all, these are innocent babies that their blood has been in the soil now and that we must give an account for. We've been praying this amazing prayer, and we encourage you and all of our VFN radio listeners to continue to pray and join with us. Dear God, end
in abortion, send revival.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Well, there's nothing like having a light, knowing where you're going in the dark place. And we're told that darkness covers the earth, thick darkness covers the folks, covers the people. But Jesus, the light of the world, he came to give us light. That's what's so awesome. And it says, you know what? Not only did he come to give us light, but he came to be the light, but he came to give us that light, which is the life of men. And then he gave us the word which is the light. He is the word, and the word became flesh. As a matter of fact,
If you have not yet, catch this moment at the VFN Dream Center. Listen how important it is, how important it is to be in the light.
If you just get enough light and word to get saved and find out where you are in Christ, but you spend no time walking out the word, it's not going to end well for you. There's going to be a lot of people who went that way, and they're going to encourage you on that wide way, and they're going to tell you you're totally fine. As a matter of fact, George Barna says in Barna Group, he does a statistical survey of the church, and he says 81% of regular church attenders who say they go to church, according to George Barna, don't even read the light. They don't even read the word. What does that automatically mean? They're in what? Darkness. And so you have a dark, spiritually speaking, people looking at a dark leadership, 530 people in Washington, D.C., and they're thinking that my darkness is going to change their darkness. It's like, that's foolishness. That's a riot. Yes, it's gross darkness. And not only does he say that 81% of the people who call themselves Christians are not reading the Word, he says that 19% out of the 19% that are reading the Word, only 3% of them actually use it as light to get around. They actually read it and apply it to their life. In other words, they look at the map, they find out where they are, and they change their direction based on the map, on the Word of God. Which means what? 97% of the people who call themselves Christians, according to George Bonner, are where? In the darkness. That's why 97% are not given to God in his tithes and offerings, because they're in darkness. They don't know. You don't know what? You don't know. But what's so crazy is because they're not reading. They're going to Washington, D.C. and marching out there and complaining about them taxing them too much money on their taxes and doing this and doing that. And it's like, okay, you're saying that you're paying too much taxes while you're robbing from God. It's like, you need to get in the Word. It's not going to be good. Satan's going to eat your lunch. You're going there telling people how to be married and how not to be married. And look at yourself. If you read the Word, you find out your marriage is in shambles. Your children are just trying to survive your darkness. Come on. We wouldn't get in a fight. We're going to lose that fight. I'm just saying. 97% is in darkness. Well, you can say, well, that's just terrible. You say, oh, I just need to be the light then. Jesus came as one and became many. Then we can become one in Him and we can what? Become many. People just don't, the enemy has underestimated you and the power of your wattage when you decide to live a godly life before God. You walk in the workplace and the place goes, and demons like, oh, she's here, he's here. Because they know you're the light when you walk in. They're like, whoa, Susie's here. Then they go like, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to say that around you. You're like, how in the world would you even be bothered with that? What you did to me was worse than what you just said to me. Anyway, because they see the light, they know.
It's so important. If you want to get a chance to join the dream, go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Vinefellowshipnetwork.org. You can even join us physically or you can join us virtually. It's vinefellowshipnetwork.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. We're talking about how you are funding 915 abortions a day through Planned Parenthood. And by the time this program is, live program is done today, you would have funded 60 deaths of children because your representative, Congress, not Senate now, because Congress are the ones who actually determine where your money is going to be spent at. And they're actually cutting a check to all these different aspects of what's funding. And one of those checks they're cutting is for $540 million to Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. And they've merged women's health with children's death. And it's like, man, what a bipolar negative. Sounds like Alinsky tactics, right?
Yeah, all the way.
Wow. And it's like, why not just separate them and just have this area over here where you go and you kill children, and then over here we actually take care of the lady that needs help and scans and her blood checked and all of that. And it's like, oh, That's called abortion clinic. Yeah. That's called an abortion clinic. So if you merge the conversation, if you merge the narrative, then you can swing in here. We can check your temperature. We can take your blood pressure. We can give you some medication. And we can kill your child.
Yeah.
And we'll just talk about the other aspect of it.
If it's truly about women's health, let's just say we're going to stop funding Planned Parenthood. We're going to take that same $540 million and invest it in women's health.
Which is important.
Women's, because it's very important. Mm-hmm. But with the exception that abortion is not part of that. We're not interested in reallocating funds or taking away funds, but rather reallocating them to the true issue, which is...
Yeah, and I'm thinking about this too. You know, the woman that's in the womb, then her health is... Mm. How about this young girl's health? I mean, isn't you know, the fact that you're fixing to blend my brains out, or you're fixing to suffocate me with and burn me with saline
chemicals,
chemicals that you're going to pull me out?
Apart, sure.
I'm not even talking about the guys that are being killed. I'm just talking about that the women that are being killed through abortion. And I'm thinking about what's hitting me right now is the fact that they're having rallies at this very moment called 1 in 3. Mm. 1 in 3. And they say 1 out of every 3 women will have an abortion in their lifetime. They're celebrating it, and they're writing stories. Like right here, they say, you know, I was barely 20, and I had only been dating my boyfriend for a month, and I was not ready to be a mother emotionally or financially. And so she goes on, she's talking about, so I just killed my child.
Wow.
It's like, how does that go together? You know, because it was selfishness that said, hey, I'm going to have this relationship outside what God says. I want to have this relationship with this man or this woman, for example. But all of a sudden, the same selfishness, you know, says, now I'm going to kill the fruit of that.
Yeah.
Versus saying, hey, let's live with the fruit of that. It's like, hey, this life is not about us. One of the other testimonies, and you can read these. It's amazing. I'll make them available to you on the VFN Torch. When I first realized I was pregnant, I immediately knew that what I needed to do. As soon as I found out that this disease, think about it. I'm not saying they didn't say disease, that's what the current administration is saying, that they've categorized this pregnancy as a disease. When I first and realized too, by the way, it's not this president; it's this whole selective crew behind this whole thing. It's this whole movement that's taking place. Pray for our president. Pray for him, because there's a whole. Tsunami of evil trying to fundamentally transform this nation. This is what she says about her abortion. She says, when I first realized that I was pregnant, I immediately knew what I needed to do. I wasn't financially stable and could not provide.
Mm.
And her story goes on. So I killed my child.
Mm.
It's like, do you think the people that decided to give life to their children had enough brains and enough money. You know, stuff and things, you know, it's just like, it's a lie. It's a bipolar negative, a bipolar narrative. It is the Alinsky tactics that you're being told something that's not true. And the sad thing about this, ma'am, and sir, is that as soon as it's done, the same Lucifer that convinced you it was okay, that sold you the lie, it starts beating you up the moment you've done it. You spend the rest of your life thinking about, I ended my daughter's life.
Yeah.
And how in the world can I say I'm for women's health when I killed the woman that was in my womb?
We've done segments on this. The women have gone through so much emotional torment and torture after they've, you know, have had these abortions. I mean, some of them have had years of counseling just to come out of that. And that's how evil Lucifer is.
Right. And so they're writing their stories, celebrating and talking about the openly, you know, why I ended the life of my child. And of course, the narrative is being supported now by our healthcare, with what we just heard from CBN News in the context of that, saying that only have to have one out of all the plans that supports it, and he said, you can't find out which one it is. And she says, it's reported to say about the one that was being interviewed was, it's those Cadillac plans that nobody can afford anyway. In other words, the person who struggles the most will be the quickest to end their child's life, because they'll have a policy that says you can do this.
Wow.
It's taken advantage of the weak. When we just heard, if you want to be blessed, you got to actually have regard for the weak. Mm-hmm. And if you're saying, yeah, they should kill their children, then you're having disregard, and you're not going to be protected at all. There's no protection plan of you if you're not concerned about what's taking place in the context of this. And then it's reported that that in this Affordable Health Care Act that's, you know, kind of struggling a little bit to be able to get started or whatever, but there's a website that you go to be able to sign up, and it asks you reportedly your income bracket, and then it picks a plan for you or something. And if your income is high, you know, you just fill out the plan. It gives you, I guess, an idea of what you're going to have. But if your income is low, it gives you another alternative. It gives you more information. It says, would you like to register to vote? But if your income is high, it doesn't ask you. In other words, if you're for killing your children, if you're for socialism, if you're for communism, if you're for omygov.com, if you're for this whole aspect of government being God, would you like to vote because your vote can be... They're asking on the government's website, our website that you're paying for, I don't know, a billion, trillion or something, and it's like monopoly money now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
The big thing is, do I have beans? Do I have meat? And do I have knowledge, you know?
It's reported that they're bringing on Google executives or technology people to help out with this website. It's like,
They probably had something on their barge that could help. But think about it. So if you have a certain income, it never asked you, do you want to register to vote, which means it's a socioeconomic division that they're only thinking. And you have to, this is what you have to ask yourself, because, you know, Jesus grew in wisdom. He learned. Why are they doing this to you? Why are they trying to hold you captive? Why are they telling you you have to live, you don't have a brain, that you can't think, that the same God that's with others is not with you, that doesn't have plans to bless you and prosper you and bless the work of your hands and give you a future? Why in the world are they saying that they're your God? Why is that? Why do you feel this dependence? Because they're selling you a narrative, a demonic narrative, a Alinsky narrative that says that they can do better than God. They have a utopia, and every utopia ends up in a gray dress for nightwear and daywear. Ask the Wendy's commercial. It never ends up good. It never ends up good.
Wow. Well, you know, recently CBN's reporting that Israel is striking, or has struck, some missiles in Syria.
We've got to talk about that
on the break.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that we talk about this.
Extra hour. I'll do the extra hour. Yeah.
Absolutely. Join us in the extra hour. When you get a chance, go to VFNTV.com and visit our underwriters and our sponsors. Yeah. They're here for you. They're supporting us. They want to keep the conversation light with us. All their contact information, websites, email addresses. Contact VFNTV.com.
And I want to say also about our partners that are partnering with us every single month, going to VFNTV.com and partnering financially and prayerfully. This is a network that God is building, but He's building it with your gifts, your faith, and our belief that this is what He wants. He wants His word throughout the land and throughout the world. God, country in that order, and Israel. Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at VFNTV.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at VFNTV.com. You're listening to VFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side. I want to encourage you, as you're listening to VFN Radio every day, you know, we're 24/7, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're live 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, but we're 24/7, anytime, any time zone, all the way from Okinawa, Japan to San Diego, California. You know what I'm saying? You can come on to VFNTV.com or download our app and listen live. But we also have highlights. We actually have an entire 2 hour broadcast broken up into certain segments that you can, something, you know, it just may be on your heart or on your, you wanted to hear that one thing. It's all you have time for. It's all you wanted to hear. And that's why we do that. And you can go right to that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and click on the Torch,
Or you can go to your app and just kind of thumb through the names of the highlights and listen to that one segment. But that's all for you. We want to deliver everything that we're called to deliver to you in any way that we can that helps you meet your need at that time. Sometimes you can't, you just don't have time to get it this way. You have to get it that way. And sometimes you don't have time to get it that way. You get it this way. So don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com. You can go to VFNTV.com and it's there for you.